Wild Scottish Night. The Enchanted Highlands Series, Book 1. Written by Tricia O'Malley. Narrated by Will Watt and Amy Landon. She wasn't looking for a knight. She was looking for a sword. Atticus. Chapter 1. Sophie. What was it about death that brought out the worst in people? Most of those in attendance at the Celebration of Life event today hadn't spoken to my uncle in years, and now I was being showered with rabid curiosity dressed up as forced condolences. Let's be honest. Uncle Arthur had been filthy rich, and everybody was here for the reading of the will. Yes, I heard it like that in all caps whenever someone asked me about the reading of the will. I barely suppressed a hysterical giggle as I envisioned a small man with a heralding trumpet, standing on the balcony and unfurling a long roll of paper, reading off the terms of the will, like Oprah during her Christmas specials. And you get a car, and you get a boat. I was currently winning the bet on how many times my uncle's ex-wives would try to console me, a fact which simultaneously cheered and annoyed me. There were 7 wives, in total, having multiplied like gremlins being exposed to water, before his last, and my favorite, had cured my uncle of his marrying hastily habit. Bagpipes sounded behind me, and though I wasn't usually a nervous sort, my drink went flying. Turning, I glared at the bagpiper, who had the gall to wink at me. Cheeky bastard, I thought, narrowing my eyes as he confidently strode past, parting the crowd like a hot knife through butter. Suitably impressed, because the bagpipe was the type of instrument that demanded attention, my eyes followed the man as he crossed the lawn, kilt billowing in the wind. Damn it, Sophie! Wife number 2 glared at me and dabbed at her tweed jacket in sharp motions. This is Chanel! The only thing tighter than the woman's severe bun was her grasp on my uncle's alimony. Before I could apologize, number 2 strode off, snapping her finger at a caterer, her lips no doubt pursed in disapproval. Only my uncle would plan and cater his own funeral. I grabbed another glass of champagne from the tray of a passing server. Arthur McKnight, of Knights Protective Services, leader in home and commercial security systems worldwide, did not leave anything to chance. His attention to detail, pragmatic attitude, and strong code of ethics had rocketed his company to the top of the list. On the personal side, Arthur had been a known eccentric, disgustingly wealthy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?